100 word stories.
Zip-a-bada-doo-ba-ba. Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily story from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or my stomach grumbling. The topic this week was... What was it? Great, I'm unprepared and stupid. Great, now I gotta look this thing up. Scrolling through the site... And weekly challenge topic. God, I'm so unprofessional. Oh, man. It's shrink. are you still with me? Have you totally given up? Oh, well, we've got a lot of stories this week. So first up is our friend Tom. By the way, check the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap. Tom isn't doing footnote anymore. He hasn't done that for a while. But he does have a new site, and I think you'll enjoy it. And I think you'll enjoy this story. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Just when you think you got the weekly updates, well, updated, something happens. Suddenly, Elmo is there once again. He jumps over Danny into the 18th position. Stuff of note. Planet Z is closing in on 100 in a row, but don't tell him, he'll jinx it. And your humble scribe has broken the 200th mark, a run of 52 stories in a row. My goal is 400 when we've crossed the 300th challenge. Tonight's story is called Try a Little Tenderness.
Why does you hate your mutter?
I don't.
Mr. Marquette, how are we to make progress when you are resistant to the process?
Look, you Viennese pinhead. Psychotherapy is a crock. And you have the empathy of a sand flea.
Good, good. Why do you hate sand fleas?
Tom rolled his eyes. Let me make this real, real simple. My cat died. I'm grieving.
Yeah, and you do that on the ledge of a 40-story building? Well, our hour is up. See you again next week.
Sure, fine, whatever. The shrink handed Tom a bill for $250 and a complimentary tab of Thorazine.
Just turn around and you will see. I will catch you falling, baby. Just have a little faith.
Aw, I'm sorry your cat died, Tom. But thank you for this... Oh, thank you for the story. Nardo's doing his howl. I think he's going to bring a toy. Or he's just going to pick it up off the shelf, put it down on the ground, and then stare at it and howl at it. Sometimes he carries them in. He's just been a little... Who knows about him? Oh, well. So that gets things started. So we now have Tom with a tab of Thorazine. So next week's story should be fine. I'm not going to tell Planet Z either. That kind of thing gets to his head. He messes it up. He jinxes it. He's kind of a jerk. Also, he drinks all my Kool-Aid. Actually, he snorts it. That's the weird thing. He just puts it all on a line and then, oh, everything's so puce. All right. We have a, not quite a rookie, but a returning challenger here. Derry McMahon from Second Life, from the Shawnakie Library, sent in a story. She had sent one in quite a few weeks ago and didn't want to let anyone know. She wanted to make sure that this wasn't all just some embarrassment. But now that we've confirmed that, it's safe now. Yeah, go ahead and use my name. So here's Derry with her story. I don't think she recorded it. They do all that stuff live and remember with every time. Say, now there is no recordings, otherwise we'll show up at your house and break your fingers. All of your crazy fingers. Yeah, and you know what? The 5,000 fingers of Mr. T or Dr. T or whatever, they broke all of them. It took them 6 hours. So here is Derry McMahon with her story as read by a midget.
Half a bowl of guacamole, lovely, green, smooth, and spicy. How can I leave it there? Should I eat the rest? Should I toss? If I keep it, how to keep it fresh? I will cover it with plastic wrap. I pull out a bit from the roll, and it gets all tangled. I pull out another bit, and it grabs the first and merges with the first. I pull out more wrap, and suddenly it wraps me in its grip and tightens and shrinks until I am in the bowl with the guac. I am one with the guac.
Yes, we are all one with the guac. Thank you, Derry. You know, we actually had some guacamole left over the other day. I use snow peas to eat it all. You know, with me and my eating disorder, there is no such thing as half a bowl of guacamole. There's no such thing as half a bowl of anything. There is no half a container. There is no half of this. There is no half of that. You just eat it all. Turkey? Eat the whole turkey. That solves everything. We don't have any plastic wrap or containers or any of it. It's like, oh, I'm the garbage disposal. Blah, 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 blah. My wife will, like, you know, she'll get a huge container of something and then just eat this a little bit. And then it's like, oh, I don't want this to go to waste, you know, because I was raised, you know, you have to eat everything on your plate. You can't let everything go to waste. You can't get a fresh one until you get this. You know, and it's a waste to buy things in small containers because of the price per unit. But then if you let the rest go to waste, it's an even greater price per unit. That kind of logic, which is why I buy small containers of stuff. And it's like, well, it keeps it all fresh. Even though I waste lots of money, I waste less than if I had bought a huge, you know, big box store, you know, a Costco. You know, you got a billion meatballs. Okay, I can only put 3 in the freezer and all that. Gigantic mega meatballs. You can bounce them and play golf with them. I'm sorry, did I get off on a tangent again? So just a reminder, Shaunakee Library, you can get to them through Second Life. Look them up in the destination guide. They do stories every evening, they have a group, and it's very cool. And it's about an hour, but it's usually around 9 o'clock Texas time. 9 o'clock Texas time? I think so, somewhere around then. 7 o'clock Pacific, and 10 o'clock East Coast, which doesn't exist anymore now that Hurricane Irene has wiped them all out and killed them. Woo-hoo-hoo. Next up is on the other coast, not on the, you know, whatever, but the place where all the... over there in the great town... Whoop, wait. Sequimbabwe. Okay, so it looks like that... Robert Mugabe has fled Zimbabwe, taken over Squim, and has created Squimbabwe up there in Washington State. And it's Tom, and he has two stories, so not just one. I've rambled a long time here. God, it's the coffee's fault. Take it away, Thomas. You know, he's on his fifth coffee.
The topic, shrink. He awoke and realized he was trapped at the bottom of one of his woolen socks. He had shrunk to the size of a button on his pajamas. He worked his way out of the sock and managed to get to the edge of the bed. He was too far off the floor to jump, but he slid down one of the sheets to the floor. His wife was calling, and she couldn't hear his tiny voice answering. She came into the bedroom with his coffee and, frightened, stepped on the gruesome pink bug on the floor near the bed. He would never shrink from duty. When he was 6, he'd stand at attention for hours, and he knew the code of conduct by heart at 7. His military bearing was excellent. He could field strip an M16 in seconds. He joined the Army on his 18th birthday, and as a gung-ho volunteer, went to war as a foot soldier right after boot camp. The military transport landed in Germany on the first leg of the journey. And when he stepped out of the plane, he tripped on the stairs and tumbled to the tarmac and to his death.
But
but they revived him with a top-secret drug, and he became Zombie Soldier. Oh, no, that's going to be someone wanting to do this a topic now. Oh, thank you very much, Thomas, and hopefully all is going there, and every time I think that city, I think Lavender Festival. I know, Mom and Dad want me to go up there, but Gina's like, All right, by the way, my grandmother, I think, is turning 97 up there. So if you see any fire trucks racing anywhere, it's because they tried to light all the candles on the cake. All right, so enough small town news. Next up is, whoa, we have ourselves a celebrity in our midst. Okay, maybe not. Okay, maybe so. It's Chris Munro, otherwise known as Muncie, or on Twitter, Muncie. Muncie. I can't stop saying Muncie. Muncie! And Chris has a story here. You may have heard Chris's stories on, I don't know, the Drabblecast with Norm Sherman. And the Dribblecast, which is, you know, like the boy wonder, the sidekick of that, you know, the JV squad, the awkward all knees and elbows thing. And then there's us, we're Little League. No, we're not. We're Big League. We were here first. Norm Sherman. So, yeah, you could, Muncie, you can pass along. You know, we'll get him one day. Does this technically mean I owe you a DVD because you're somebody who had a story up in the Drabblecast? Great. Now you're going to get a story up in the Drabblecast. You know, you can't do anything up there, and you're going to do all that. Then you're going to say, yay, now I get a DVD. This is all a plot by Norm to bankrupt me, isn't it? Oh, anyway. But it's great to have you here, and now let's listen to your story. Now that we've, you know, given you such a wonderful welcome. I suck.
After listening to this cast for far too long without submitting anything, I've decided to finally take the plunge and send a weekly story in. So here it is. I hope you all enjoy it out there in Podcastlevania. Shrink by Christopher Monroe. I'm having panic attacks again. I can't seem to shake the notion I'm becoming smaller, if that makes any sense. I know, of course I'm not. It's just anxiety and the feeling I'm not properly respected in my work and home life, but in spite of that understanding, I can't shake the feeling that as more and more of my decisions are taken out of my control, I'm actually shrinking. It's crazy, isn't it, Doctor? Doctor? Can you even hear me? No? No. I suppose you wouldn't be able to hear me from all the way up there. For more of my short fiction, see my blog at munziestories.blogspot.com. For my asinine stream of consciousness rambling, follow me on Twitter as MunzieMunzie. Thanks for listening to this thing I wrote.
See? You cannot resist when once you say Muncie once, you say Muncie again. Muncie and Muncie. And Muncie Muncie. And Muncie Muncie Muncie. Well, thank you, Chris Munro. Muncie. And Muncie. God damn! Oh, and I'd just like to say that I'm going to be changing my address to Podcastlevania and call myself Lawrence Simon Belmont. Where's my whip? No, actually, I do have a whip. It's for the midget. But, anyway, dudes, you know, if you're out there listening, you can listen to Far Too Long. Because, you know, there's lots of people out there who say, man, I've listened to this podcast for far too long. What do? They unsubscribe. Chris Munro, Muncie, send in a story. Some people are made of stronger stuff. Stronger stuff. That's weird. Okay. The good stuff goes into Snapple. The stronger stuff goes into this podcast. God, I'm so weird. All right. Who's next? Gideon? Gideon McMillan has returned. Oh, goody. All right. You see? This is why I record these the day of, so that, you know, you can tell it's a natural joy
because the natural joy goes in the Snapple, but also goes in here, so I drank the Snapple. Actually, I don't. I had Diet Peach Snapple yesterday. It was very peachy. Gideon, welcome back. Let's hear what you've got.
My weekly therapy sessions had not been going well. The couch doctor seemed to concentrate on my problems, but could not condense her thoughts to something I could understand. Listen, Doc, we have a contract. I come here to drop off and decrease my problems. I leave feeling deflated, diminished, weakened. You aren't helping. She said, I understand. You feel constricted, smaller, wasted away. Doc, aren't you listening? I feel that way after I leave. Shriveled. Dwindled. Reduce your verbiage. Narrow your focus. Help me! I'm afraid I need to shorten our time today. See you next week. Damn shrink.
Oh, God, I gotta read another one. No, wait, no, I'm not the midget. He's the midget. No, wait, stop. No, quit fighting with me. Hit record.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words, so we designed our application to use pictures. Every action requires the user to click on a picture. Want to open something? Click on the picture of the closed door. Want to close something? Click on the picture of the open door. Want to edit something? Click on the picture of the grizzled editor from the Times. It was a great application. It was adopted quickly by users. The test users said it was very effective paradigm. Then they said the application was too big. Shrink it. So we used thumbnails.
Thank you, Midget, for totally ruining those stories. And thank you, Gideon, once again. It's good. There are SLers coming in. There are people who do other podcasts. Everyone's coming in. It's just that people aren't really coming back. Well, no, Derry came back. No, one day, everyone's going to come back, and I'm going to, like, have a 200-story episode, and it'll be 9 days long, and I'll be a total wreck. Well, not that I'm not already a total wreck. Let me read the... Beth sent me a message while I was asleep. Yeah, I was a bad brother. I didn't wake up because I had the sound down because I was using it somewhere where I can have the sound up. So I had the sound down, but I forgot to turn it up because you can't temporarily turn the sound down on an iPhone unless there's an app for that, but I don't know the app for that. You know, it's like Steve Jobs doesn't know anything. He doesn't know a damn thing. They should fire him. So, yeah. So she had kind of a rough night. Am I going to put that up on Beth's Brain and the hashtag? No. Don't want everyone all scared and thinking, oh my God, she's relapsing. She's going to be a drooling zombie. She was already. Playing violin. Brahms. So, nah, God, there's going to be people pointing at this going, you're such an asshole. God damn, they already do that now. I really hope she gets better. All right, so now that we've completely explored my angst and returned slightly scarred, here's Zach Mann. Did he take a break last week? I don't know. I think of everything that happened last week, I think that was the most scary. So, but he's back. And he's retweeted the post. By the way, if you retweet the hunt from Twitter, 100-word stories, if you retweet that or on Facebook, the 100-word stories thing, and you reshare that, your joy will multiply. Do the needful. Yes, I'm being a whore. Social networking whore. Call me Brogan. Here's Zach, man.
I brought the midget some plotes, said Zach. It's my midget, not your midget, said Lauren, stomping the ground. Of course it is. I have a Toyota. Not my MG sports car, said Lawrence. My wonderful narrator, whom I lovingly care for in my basement in his cage. Isn't that illegal? Asked Zach. Actually, replied Lawrence, it's a legal requirement. Remember the bite scene in Rise of the Planet of the Apes? Like that, only with the midget. The midget was a giant until he tried Doc Coleman's shrinking man formula. Although he's not thinner, he did shrink.
Oh, great. Now Zach Man's giving away all our secrets. I had you sign an NDA. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. My lawyer's dyslexic. It was an AND. I will make you rue the day. Here, sign this rue the day form. No, come on, sign it. I'll bite you. And then I'll bite the midget and he'll bite you. Then we'll all bite each other. Bite, 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 bite. There are no cats in the room. I just realized that. Mist isn't even sleeping on the chair. I'm doing this late. Okay, usually I'd wake up real early, like around 5, 5.30, and then and I did that, and then I fell right back asleep. And I didn't check the messages on my phone because I'm a jerk. And then I woke back up at like 7-something, and then I'm like, oh, good, I got to fire up the coffee. There's no special coffee because I didn't get any at Kroger yesterday. So there's no Amaretto Surprise or Hazelnut Special or Dream Whip Pepperoni. Oh, God, pepperoni coffee, the best. No, peppermint, stupid. I like peppermint coffee. I like mint and coffee. I don't know why. I suck. So I've got this Bailey's with mint in this Dunkin' Donuts crap. Oh, man, my face is going to break out from the oil. Everyone says, oh, Dunkin' Donuts is so great. No, it's not. It's because you're eating donuts while doing it. You eat donuts while having your face punched, and you'd like face punching. Don't start with me. Oh, we have someone new here. We've got more new people. What, is the word getting out or something? Anyway, this is by Gabriel Tembunga. Did I pronounce that right? I guess we'll find out when he says his name and says all of his links. Although he didn't send me a link to post up. Maybe he'll mention it in there. It's like, oh, great. Now I got to figure out how to spell this. So, no, I'm not angry. I'm grateful that people are a part of this. I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth or up the butt. Maybe if you look up the butt and I look in the mouth, we might see each other. Hi, hi there. Oh, there's a horse in the way. Gotta always make things so complicated. Oh, by the way, folks, if you ever wonder if I have this all scripted out, like Michael Sanborn Smith, I'd Beware the Hairy Mango. I don't. I don't know how to write. I'm illiterate. No, I'm not, because I read your stuff here. I mean, Gabriel Tembunga. I can read that. And if you're illiterate out there and you're depending on this to learn how to speak English, good. Because you are going to learn how to speak and read English correctly. So, here's Gabriel.
Steam. Cool. Steam. Cool. Endless hours of working, but the reason to continue is important. Pulling in and out of the steam, and so it shrinks to the familiar size of what it is intended. Sometimes, I wonder of who this may be, but it's unimportant of what this is to cause. The cause is the less pain of the missing. Fresh and new, this must continue to deceive those who cause the pain. And what can be so affecting than a susceptible familiar? Approach, but then flutter back, as they care not to be the next heads on spears.
Heads on spears, heads on pikes. It, to me, it's, ooh, giant head-sized lollipop. How many licks does it take to get to the center of your skull? Thank you, Gabriel. And please come back. Don't be scared off. I know this is going to wind up being 40 minutes. I'm just babbling like an idiot today. I blame the hurricane. By the hurricane, I just checked the news. Standard & Poor's has just downgraded it from Hurricane Category 1 to Tropical Storm. So you can all shut the hell up now. It's flooding. Man, design your city so you can get around it. All right, so fine. Hurricane Ike fucked us up down here. Big deal. Tropical Storm Allison, like, wasted us for 3 days because it hovered. It was rain, 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 rain. We could use that right about now. I mean, the earth is like, I'm walking barefoot on it. It's sucking the water out of me. It's like that Tank Girl movie.
I was watching the Tank Girl movie and it was sucking the life out of me. All right. That was bad. Malcolm McDowell, right? I keep wanting to say Marshall McLuhan. That would have been a much different movie if Marshall McLuhan had been in it, although he was already dead. Oh, the medium is the message. The message is the medium. Give me your water. Don't smash my face. Right. Woo, we've got one. Okay, I'm not sure that this is supposed to be for the weekly challenge, but if he doesn't like it, I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway. So if you got a problem with that, Xerxes, bite me. No. I may just throw the word shrink in here at random. Yes, I'm being an editor. No, I don't edit these. Although if you ever say, you know, hey, Lauren sucks, he's a dick, blah, 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 I'll include it. No, don't even try. So here's Xerxes with his story. I'm sure that shrink inspired this story. So you don't have to have the actual word in the story. It can inspire it. So if it turns out to be while looking up at clouds, you can write the story while looking up at clouds and not actually say looking up at clouds. Fluffy, beautiful, white, there's a bunny. It's coming down. It's going to attack me. It thinks I'm a carrot. Wait, I am a carrot. Ah! So here's Xerxes and his story.
When I was a kid, I'd spend hours out in the tall grass chasing grasshoppers. When I caught one, I'd hold it carefully, examine it closely. I was amazed at the intricacy of the hooked barbs on its legs and feet, which enabled it to catch and hold on to slender blades of grass as it jumped hither and yon through the field. Usually the creature would move its mouth parts, creating a nasty-looking brown liquid that we called chewing tobacco. Then I'd crush it. I didn't want to suffer and die from mouth cancer like Grandpa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Xerxes. By the way, the standard procedure is, of course, to email the stuff to isfullofcrap@gmail.com. But if you share something with me on Google+, I may just copy-paste it and put it in here against your will, kicking and screaming, because you folks, I don't know how to say, you know, don't send me direct messages, send me the email or the this, or I'll just grab it and say, hey, I'm going to mess with his head. Fine, you mess with the head, you get the bull and the horns on the bull. Or maybe separately, I don't know. It's a la carte around here, but it costs more a la carte. You should get the Happy Meal. Oh, and you get a large drink. Supersize my angst, will you? Speaking of supersized angst, there's no angst greater than that in North Dakota. And the king of the angst up there hiding behind his throne is TJ. TJ, what have you got for us? And with, you know, the floods that were happening there, are you having flashbacks with all this stuff that you're seeing from Irene? You know, all of the giant cities of North Dakota now finally drying out and saying, oh my God, it's happening to Manhattan in that little small burg. We'll find out here as I hit play.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, which is the same time zone as Texas, Lawrence. I've just been having extraordinarily busy weekends is all, and getting a 100-word story has proved somewhat more difficult than anyone might have thought otherwise. But this week, continuing adventures of Spy Guy! In this week's installment, Going for the Solve. With little more to go on than a photo of the missing guinea pig, Martin swept Tina's room for clues. He opened her laptop, found her cheerleading video blog, and tracked some activity from rival North Shore addresses. The creature could just be hiding in the house, but that cage was visible in her blog. Martin was no shrink, but he wondered if Jellybean had been targeted by rival cheerleaders hoping to mess with Tina's head before playoffs. Either way, his choice was clear. He headed to the pet store and, based on the photo, purchased a new guinea pig.
I may just wind up stealing that little bit at the end. We could use that now and then. Oh, by the way. Thank you, TJ. I'm going to enjoy this. One more time? No, you're expecting one more time. Or are you? This thing is already 30 minutes long. I should stop playing around and just get right down to it. Usually after the eighth or ninth story, I hunker down and I get serious. Well, as serious as I get. Anyway, Danny has returned. Yeah. He took a break last week, too. I think he was off with Zachman playing Full Contact Chess or something. Don't take my castle! I'll beat you with this knight! Horses! Oh, by the way, if you play chess in Second Life, the horses are not breedable. So, anyway, here's Danny with his stuff and his story. And Freddy's doing okay. So here we go with Danny's story. I've already said that. Okay. By the way, I think next week is going to be a pick two for topics. So when you all send in your topics, yeah, there's going to be a huge list, and then you're going to be able to pick two from them. And don't be intimidated by it. If you have to, just pick two at random, or do one twice. And don't do two stories on one and then the other. Well, you can if you want to. I mean, I'm not going to, like, tell you, you know, what to do or what not to do. Stop that! Quit making that face. It'll freeze that way. So, anyway, here's Danny.
Hello, hello! It's Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 279, Shrink. So here we go. I walked into my psychiatrist's office. Dr. Zeinberg is already glaring at me. I nervously stated, "Look, I didn't mean to call you a shrink. Stop wasting my time and sit down, Mr. Clifton!" He screamed back. So I sat down and started to talk. "Honestly, Doc, I feel like I'm Jewish, except I'm neither rich nor successful. You know, like you." I started to shrink further into my chair as Zeinberg's glare intensified. I continued, "Okay, I'm sorry. I know that sounded racist. Honestly, if my Jewish friends heard me say that, they would literally nail me to a cross."
Okay, and typo crux, archetypo crux. Come on, I put in a message. Putting in a gift message. Well, you asked for it. It's still connecting. God, Second Life Marketplace sucks sometimes. Giant permissions. Prim count 0? How do you have a prim count of 0 with a cross? What the... Weirdo. Oh, hey everyone. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give a crucifixion pose to Danny and SL, because he kind of asked for it. Thank you, Danny. No, it almost did. Okay, add to cart as gift. Click. 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 Stupid thing. Just buy. Go to the store and buy you one. Or you can just take down due boards from somebody's house and build your own. I mean, not that, you know, there's going to be any extra wood left over after this freaking tropical storm now. You can't prove a thing. There is no evidence at all that it was ever a hurricane. Not 10 billion tweets saying, "Oh my God, Hurricane Irene! Oh, those of you be out there safe! Blah, 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 blah." Whatever. Thank you. And who else? Who else sent in? Ooh! Narval Joe sent one in. All right. And by the way, the weird thing that happened last week? No harmonica. Yeah, man. No one left a comment about that. So no one noticed, because no one ever leaves comments. No, wait, Justin put one in there. Goofball. So here's Norval Joe's story. God, we're already up to 35 minutes.
Hey, Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 279 with the prompt of Shrink. I wanted to point out that my entry last week, I wanted to use sounds from the casino, but when I got down there to record the sounds, I found that the slot machines don't use real coins anymore, and that was really most of the noise that you'd get in a casino. So I wandered around trying to find a good place to record, and there just wasn't any. So I sat down at a slot machine myself, and the sounds you heard were me winning $100. But that's about all I won, so I lost more than that. Well, here's my story. Flypaper Boy lay on the couch and looked at the voluptuous blonde sitting at her desk and asked, "So you're a shrink?" "Doctor of psychology, actually," she said. "But you can call me Donna. Our mutual friend said you might like to talk with me." Her voice was a calming purr. "We can talk about anything you like."
"Okay, so you're a doctor?" he said with hesitation. "Well then, there is something I would like to know. I'm 16 and, you know, a boy and, you know."
Then he blurted out in frustration,
"When will my voice finally change?"
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
If I had $100, I'd buy you the $100 Amazon gift certificate. And if I had $100, I'd put it in the bank, but it wouldn't get much interest because the interest rates are real low. And if I had $100, it might pay for the parking because this place is really expensive. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Thank you, Norval Joe. And it does explain a lot. By the way, I'm waiting on a message, a receipt for me having bought Danny a crucifix. Although, I suspect that this may not be the only one he has. Ooh, this morning, 10 a.m. CDT, I will perform a live concert broadcast from the virtual world in Worlds. People go there? No, I know people go there. It's good. It's good that there's competition. And folks like Tony Gerber, a.k.a. Cypress Rosewood, performing in there as an attractor, even though he's posting up the music up on his site so that folks don't have to go there. Because some of us are lazy. Although I do have an avatar over there. I just, you know, haven't done much with him. Other than, you know, crashed a lot. But new physics engine, everything's supposed to be reliable now. It's supposed to be great. So, one more story? Yeah, we have one more story. This one's by Leodonna Rowe. She's returned after all those weeks of, I don't know, I don't. Stuck with it. She has some stick with itness. I make up the dumbest words. Three more songtastic. So here's Leodonna Rowe and her story.
Even as she stood at the edge of the pier, waiting for the water, she knew this was insane. It was larger than they had ever seen before. Not even crazy news presenters who thrilled at flying in the wind were finding shelter anywhere they could. But Bella stood at the end of the pier with bated breath for her first brush with the storm. It would be a kiss to remember. The storm came roaring past. Bella shrank from the damage Irene brought with her. No kiss. All she would remember was that she shrunk. Sadly, Bella gathered her equipment and her soaked team. Let's go figure out how to shut her down. That would serve Irene right for making Bella so small.
She says, and sorry, power is too wonky for me to record for you. I will take the midget. Unless you would be so kind. No, that's the midget stop. He has a union. He's in the Slave Midget Recording Specialist Union, of which there are many. I mean, Sammy Hagar? Heard of him? No? Okay, maybe not. David Bowie, Thin Tall Duke. Wrong. Midget. They just, you know, film float. That Iman is actually 5'2". She's not all that tall. So, that's why he looks so short compared to her. He's tiny. Tom Cruise doesn't record. All of his stuff is done live. Plus, he doesn't sing. Xenu wouldn't allow it.
So, one more story? All right, one more story. By the way, those of you who expressed your concerns this week about the horrible, awful, scary thing that happened, thank you for worrying about my kitchen exploding on Friday. I mean, that was the biggest stressor this past week. I'm just so relieved. I mean, man, I was just on the phone, just, can you come here and, you know, drain snake it, and had to wait till morning, and, oh, but thank you for all the prayers, all the well wishes. I don't know why you had a fundraiser, but, then in the middle of it, I get a message from my sister. Yeah, what do you want? So, I'm glad she's going to be okay. Story by Planet Z. Here we go with his story.
During his morning appointments, Dr. Feingold found himself sinking deeper and deeper into his chair. At first, he thought it was just a problem with the padding, and he needed a new chair. It was when his shoes were too big for his feet that he realized that it was because he was shrinking. He barely made it home before his feet couldn't reach the pedals of his car, and he had to reach up to turn the knob on the front door. Flopping around in his clothes, he yelled for help. The cat came down the stairs and hissed.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about shrink. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other crap. Until next week, when the topic will be wings, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.